Good evening. So if you just watch, without taking a position, everything comes and goes. The experience arises and dissipates. Including the experience called you. And usually the experience called you wraps itself around some sort of special problem that the experience called you is having with it deems to be experiences outside itself, whether they are internal or external. Either the experience called you is having problems with things that it says are outside itself, or it's having problems with what it says are things inside itself. I don't like the way I am, for instance. I don't like it when I think this thought. I don't like it when I feel this discomfort. But if you really sit and watch, even when this experience called me wraps itself up in experiences that it thinks are happening to it, even that quagmire comes and goes. And usually when we get good enough at standing back and just watching, every time you get wrapped up in experience of me having difficulty experiencing something that me is experiencing, every time it pops and ends for an instant, you see, it was just a little dream. And something very simple like the cat falling on the floor can bring you right out of the dream. And then usually, for an instant, the attention lands on me. which arises and dissipates like anything else. All experience comes and goes, and it is coming and going right now. And if you stand back and watch, you cannot find someone who is in charge of the next thing that arises and passes, including experience of me. The whole thing spontaneously arising and dissipating right now. And so then the question is, what is the source of it all? From where does it come? Or maybe better yet, what is it happening in? It clearly is not happening in the experience called me, because even that comes and goes. If you don't believe me, just watch. It may be a very familiar theme, but it is not always there. From where does it come? What is the source of it? What is it that is not of experience? You are not the me. You are this undefinable source right now. And the best the me can do is experience a reflection of it. But that's not the source. That's an experience of source, which is very beautiful, but even that experience, like any experience, comes and goes. From where does it come? What is that? It is simply a matter of letting the identification shift from experience called me to its source. It may not seem like much at first. But it is so naked and obvious. When you forego the experience, and trace it back to its root, to its source. And when you're it, there is no you looking at it. You're it. You're the source. Unquantifiable. Not an experience. You are the taste. And every experience then is one with that taste. How can any experience get outside of its source? Which is what the words "just this" point to. Just this. Shanti, shanti. Amen.